views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and incredibly sexy people. Hi, well, this week, coming to you from beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona, from a sci-fi convention that we're doing here. I know I'm a traveler, aren't I? In more ways than one. Boy, do I have some interesting information for you now. I know... oftentimes, every so often, I tell you that this is one of the most important shows we've done in a while, and I'm telling you that today. We've broken through some new information, and it's really exciting to me. And it continues to prove that we are totally interconnected. Whatever one shares, we all share. And so I want to get right to it. As most of you know, I've been really looking into the brain and studying the brain and really looking into what I can do on a conscious level to create a level of stability in my hands and my arms, because I really believe that this little bit of shaking, that if you believe in genetics in the old-fashioned way, quote-unquote, runs in my family. Now, you know that according to my channel, genetics is an idea that we pass down and we say, okay, I'll believe that. I'll believe, quote unquote, high blood pressure runs in the family or cancer runs in the family or blah, 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 things like that. Okay, so I had some time off at the convention and I was very focused on eliminating this and really helping this shaking. And I was sitting here and going, all right, so what questions do I ask then? There's medication that can control this or eliminate these symptoms of shaking. I get a yes. There's exercises that I can do. I get a no. There's belief systems that I can eliminate that will create the level of calmness and stability that I want. And I got a yes. So basically what it ended up being is worry, not fear, but the worry that people don't like me. Now, this surprised me probably as much as it's surprising you, although when I got to it, I really could feel it inside of me, and I really could become conscious of how many things I do and how many thoughts fly by my almost conscious mind, I'd say, every day around people liking me. And as a little girl, this was very, very prevalent in my life. Are people going to like me because my dad's an alcoholic? are people going to like me because my family's poor, right? So I got it right away. It resonated with me. And then I started exploring, because what's mine is yours. And I started exploring what that represented on a higher meaning for all mankind. And these are the words they gave me: worry that we won't love our God self. The worry that we will not love our God self. And I went, God self? What? That's a weird word. God I can understand, but God self. And when I asked for the highest definition of God self, it was no need for protection. So we're worrying about whether we are going to love ourselves when we know we don't need to protect ourselves from anything. Now, I would bet my home and everything I have that there's not very many people out there in the world that thinks and knows unconditionally that they don't need to be protected from anything. Because most of our conscious world is run on fear of taking care of ourselves. Then I was led to the word miasm. Now, we've talked about miasms in the past, certainly studied them in Creation Station 1 and 2. I Googled, which I was directed to do, the word miasm, and it came up with infectious principles. Now, that made a lot of sense to me, that we literally are experiencing the miasm of the infectious principle that we're not enough, we're not good enough, therefore, do people like us? Does the world like us? Does God like us? So we are creating miasms within our energy systems of the lack of self-love for the Godhead that we are. In other words, we're creating a lack of self-love around knowing that we're safe. That's our highest claim for this week. And I would so like all of you to join me in this. Write it up. You know, I am safe in this world. Focus on it, or just put the word safe up to remind your subconscious. That's actually a stronger thing, the channel saying it in this moment, is just put up safe, knowing that you are. Maybe put a smiley face underneath it to remind your subconscious that safe is already in place. Safe is good. Safe is happy, right? Which ultimately will remind your subconscious that you know that people like you. Okay, so for those of you that actually do the work and you want to work on something physical or some kind of challenge in your life, like money, self, or state, all right, there's exercises I can do that will help me create this positive that I want. There's medication that I need to take, and then you can always ask yourself, there is another way to do it without medication. Or right now in my belief system, do I believe I have to have the medication? And is there a belief system that I can shift to help me create the desired result that I want? You always want to state the positive of what you want, guys. You don't want to say, okay, can I get rid of the shaking? Is not what I said. I want to create stability and steadiness, right? And what do I need to do to create that energetic place, right? Or that expression of physicality in my life. So everybody on this call, everybody that's ever going to listen to this call, the channel thing, worries over whether they're being liked and loved. So that equals, again, to sum everything up, our fear that we won't love our God self, which means the fear that we're not safe in the world. So the highest thing we can claim around all of this, and it manifests itself in many, many, many different physical manifestations and challenges. Best thing you can do is know you're safe in this world, right? Go into your love place and just feel the world safe, because that's what it feels like. Okay, I can go to the calls. Yes. So we're going to balance this first, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. And they're reminding me again from our incredible last webinar that we should have invoked the violet flame and the golden light at the very beginning. That's a habit I'm going to have to really shift around. Okay, we're going to Ms. Donna in Maryland. You're up.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So I had emailed you. First of all, I wanted to say about what you just were talking about, I so identify with that, about being liked by people. And, I think especially as artists, but everybody, you worry about that. But
I absolutely agree. And so does the channel.
But I had sent you an email, and you responded. I think maybe you read my artist statement when you talked about the dichotomy. I don't know if you had. But
all right, first of all, Donna's an artist, and she sent me an email with a beautiful video that they had interviewed her on and shown some of her artwork, which was quite lovely. Actually, it was from your email, Donna, so is that all right for us to share on the show?
Sure.
Okay, because in your email, you said, I'm still struggling with my relationship with my husband. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Okay. And there was this, throughout, I'm trying to pull it up now, throughout the whole email and the piece, there was this, let's just look at your art. Your art in itself is a dichotomy. It's made with metal and hard materials, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet the finished product is very soft and feminine.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I picked up, the energy that I picked up from watching that and putting it together with your email about your relationship. So mm-hmm. that tells me that there's a conflict of masculine and feminine. You've found it in your work. You've found a way to harmoniously put the masculine and the feminine together in your work. You haven't found out how to do that in your relationship. And now they're taking me to a core belief, now that we understand what the heck we're talking about here. This page here, here. Well, I'm scared to death to go. So we have to define what to go is. Are you thinking about leaving this relationship?
I've wanted to for years.
Okay.
But I'm always, I guess I'm too afraid to do it, yeah.
Yeah. So let's go to the masculine and feminine within you, just within you, and take him out of the equation right now. Because, guys, if you're having challenges in your relationship, you're always having challenges in your relationship with yourself, because your relationship only is showing up what's going on within you. So why are you scared to go? Are you scared that you're not going to make a living?
No, I mean, I really feel like I could. In our relationship, I'm the one who kind of pulls it along, as you know, with my job and all. I'm getting older, so I worry about that, but I think I could survive on my own. But I
okay,
guess there
well,
is
we,
a part of me that feels weak.
Exactly.
Maybe.
That's your key word, is weak. And, okay, well, now we have to put this in to what they gave me to bring into the show today. Wow, here we go. Okay, like I said, we've entered a new, you know, vortex here of information. So if you're scared to exercise your masculine side, you see, you found a way to do that in your work. You have not found a comfortable way to do that in your life, Donna. Your masculine
No.
side is your power side. And your power side is, I know I'm doing this. I have the divine feminine idea of this art form that I want to do. And now I take my masculine welding abilities, right, and I put it together
mm-hmm.
into this. That's what you have to do in your life. And then you will feel secure enough to go out and live on your own. But you may not want to then, because that's going to shift the entire relationship. Right now, those are the highest words. Okay, well, I'm just going to give you what they're giving me. You kind of let him walk over you. Is that true or not?
Well, we never speak. I mean, we don't have that. We've been together for 20 years, and we don't have the ability to have conversations. Whenever I say anything, he says I'm, you know, always negative and always finding fault with everything, so I can't say anything. So, yeah.
Well, okay. So how can you say what you need to say in a positive way, which I went over before I took your call also? He's right. You need to say what you want in a positive way, not complain about what you don't want. And that will give power to the masculine side of you that he'll be able to hear, and you'll be able to respect more out of yourself. It's like mm-hmm. You don't say to a little child, don't touch the TV, because then the kid touches the TV. You say, here, honey, play with this toy. So what's one problem that you have with your husband? What's one thing you're complaining about?
Oh, we have a lot of acreage, and so it's just upkeep around the house and, you know, that kind of thing.
And
just trying to get some things done and help.
Okay. So I want you to spend this week asking yourself, how can you get that done? What's a joyous way that you can get that done? Even if you bring in somebody else to do it. But how can you communicate a joyous way to him? See, right now, they're saying you're so blocked with all this that you everything in you is going, I don't know how, and I don't even know if I'd want to do that. Why would I have to be nice to him to get him to do stuff around the house that he should do anyway? But that's never going to get, yeah, well, the laughter is because you identify with that, and you're not going to get what you want if you do that. Do you understand?
Oh, I do.
Okay, so there's a belief system. There's no medication, and there's no exercise, but there is a belief system that you can shift. The surround sheet book. Give me a movie.
I thought of Mighty Mouse. That's a cartoon, but...
Well, but, yeah, that's fine. Here I come to save the day. Right? You gotta let that go, Donna. You're not here to save the day. You're here to create artistic things that make you happy. And if you're fighting that, then everything that needs power in order to be created by you through someone else's help, that can't be done if you think you've got to do it all. If you've got to say,
yeah, that is my problem. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's call it a challenge. So I'm ready, willing, and able to empower myself by allowing other people to help create in my world. I'm empowering myself by knowing I don't have to do it all, by turning over responsibility, by allowing other people to do what they can do when they can do it. I'm going to go do what I do best and quit micromanaging. Is that resonating with you?
Oh, it does. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then do it. Don't just hear it now. Hearing it on the show isn't going to change it. Now you've got to change your life around it. All right, baby? Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Yeah, guys, you know, you've got to start living this stuff. Living it. Just hearing it over and over again is not going to shift you. Lori in New Jersey, you're on.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, darling. What can we do for you?
Basically, I'm a mess.
I get
resonated.
A no on that.
No? Okay. I feel like a mess at this moment. This is my first time that I'm calling, and I resonated extremely well with the issue of safety. And I need to extend on that a bit. My mom died in October, and I'm 61, and it's only since her death working in therapy that I can say that I could begin to feel safe now from the psychological damage, even though I thought it's years and years of therapy, which I did. And I'm having a really hard time leaving.
Well, sweetheart, first of all, know you're safe here. You're very
yes.
safe because everything we do on this show is through love, darling.
Yes.
And love keeps us all safe together. The second thing is, and this is tied in with what I talked about at the beginning of the show, nobody else, and I want everybody to really hear this, Donna, you too, nobody else can make you feel safe. And nobody else can take away you feeling safe unless you participate in that exchange with them. So what we're really asking, Lori, is how can Lori feel safe and secure within herself? And there's one core belief that they want to give you that will be the beginning. It won't, it's the beginning of the final road that you need to start going down.
Here. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's the belief, darling, that you literally can be and are the God of you. That you have the power to choose what you focus on. You have the power to choose the thoughts you want to think. You have the power to choose, I'm going to focus on feeling safe and loving myself right now so that I can feel that other people are loving me. Okay, it's pretty noisy, Lori. Can you stop whatever you're doing and really focus for me?
Okay.
Yeah, just stop what you're doing. Okay, so what did I just say to you?
You said that no one can make you feel unsafe, that I need to choose what I focus on. And
exactly. You need to get up every day, and that this is the beginning. You get up every day and you direct your day. I do this every morning. I don't get out of bed till I do it. In this day today, my intention is to love myself more, to know that I'm safe in this world. My intention today is to do everything, think thoughts, take action to support loving myself more and knowing that I'm safe in the world. So that means, you know, four hours after you get up and you have a thought, oh my God, I don't think I have enough money to get through the month. You stop right then and go, wow, that thought is not a loving thought toward myself. Mm-hmm. What do I want is I want to know I always have more than enough money in my life. That is a thought that makes me love myself more, feel better about myself, and allows me to feel safe in this world. So I know that's what I am intending to create. So universe, come in and help me now. Now, do you have a love place, Lori?
What is that?
Okay. A love place, I encourage every listener to find a love place, and that is a memory of or an experience of something that as soon as you think that, it takes you directly into the experience of love. I use my white German Shepherd doggy. Pets are really good for that. Babies, my daughter, when she was a baby, I can go right to love when I see her in the crib smiling at me when I come in the morning. So you want to find a love place, Lori, so that you can start feeling into that place of love while you are claiming these things. Because the way the universe responds is it responds to how you feel and what you say and think. So you want all of those to be integrated into a positive experience of love. Do you understand?
I understand very much, but I'm having this thought while you're speaking. I don't seem to know how to do that without feeling that I'm exposing too much vulnerability because I still feel some need to keep protecting myself. I guess even for me.
Well, the only person you're protecting yourself from is you then.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need to protect yourself from you unless you refuse to do what I'm giving you to do. And if you're refusing to do that, then that tells me that you're working against yourself, like the devil and the angel on the shoulder, and you're going... Yeah. Part of you is going, yes, I really want this. And the other part of you is going, no, I don't. And I'm still going to play the game of I'm afraid to do it.
I think I've just been playing old tapes. I just really never.
Yeah. Well, I'm giving you a new one, but you have to choose to do it. Okay?
Yeah. Yes.
Tough love, but it works. So that's
Thank
your
you.
Assignment this week is to really go through and do this. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Start living consciously, baby. You will see your world starting to change around. I guarantee you. Thank you. That was great recap for everybody here. Okay, Anna in New York.
Hi,
Hi
Anna. Good.
Anna,
how are you?
Sorry.
How was your excursion to Hawaii?
Fabulous.
Good.
It was amazing. Thank you.
I just called in to see if there's any input I need to hear from the channel today.
I need a specific, or they want a specific subject.
So what's showing up is my cat, Soxie. He's been having like pain around his mouth or gum area. And Mike Connecticut mentioned something about my inhalation.
What are you not saying that you want to say?
Exactly. So that's what I'm not sure. I have a little communication conflict with my next-door neighbor, which is something that my friend mentioned to me. And there may be something else.
Yeah, there's something else. What's the something else? You know what it is, so just let your consciousness tell you what it is. It's a relationship with somebody.
I
say your neighbors, I get it now.
Is it my younger brother?
Yes.
Okay.
So what do you want to say to him that you're not saying?
Well, what I did say was stop, but is there something else?
Okay, I'm so sorry, but these are the words they're giving me. You're not telling him he's the asshole that you think he is.
Well, I have said that to him, point blank, in those words.
Well, then you're not doing what you're speaking about. You're not taking action. So if I come in and let's say I come in and my kid has trashed the house,
mm-hmm.
and I say to my kid, if you ever do this again, you're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back in the next day and my kid's trashed the house.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't take action around what I've said, they're just empty words.
Okay, so that's what I need
to
know.
Yeah, you have to take action around why are you saying he's an asshole? What is he doing?
He's doing things that just annoy the living daylights out of me.
Okay, he's got to stop doing that, or you've got to remove his energy.
Okay, so how do I remove his energy from triggering me?
Well, you don't get around it, because if you're not around his energy, he doesn't annoy you.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes two to annoy and be annoyed. Do you agree?
I agree.
Okay. So if he's annoying you, he's either got to stop doing what he's doing,
mm-hmm.
or you leave.
Okay.
Or you go, okay, this is the way he is. He's not going to change, and I'm going to choose to love him anyway.
Right.
Those are your only options. So let's find out what button he's pushing. Sheet, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that comes up.
So the 007, the one before where the house gets blown up. I just don't remember the title.
Those are all the words I need.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's stirring up in you a fear that whatever he's doing is literally going to blow the house up. I don't know. Why are you laughing?
Because you're right on the money there.
Okay. All right. And you have to understand that what's happening in you is it's triggering something in your emotional memory and in your brain memory that has a lot of fear that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's such a big thing for you.
Okay.
So now they're giving me your mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a history of something that's happened with your mom and dad or between your mom and dad or something that this is resonating and reminding you of an old fear and an old hurt. Do you understand?
I totally understand.
Okay.
So the first thing that comes to mind is I asked him to please close the patio door. He insisted that it's going to stay open, and it stayed open, and now Mickey, my black and white cat, is not home.
Okay. So is he living with you?
He lives in the basement. I live on the second floor.
Okay. So he moves out then. But you see, you have to be willing to do that. House, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he paying you rent to live there?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you were renting from a landlord and the place wasn't yours, and the landlord said these are the rules of the condominium place that you live in, you would have to abide by those rules, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Or you would be asked to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you see, again, the problem is you, not him, because you won't take action on what you know you need to do. And so you keep playing the game of oh, poor Anna, oh, poor me, instead of going, well, the only way not to be poor me is to go, look, these are the rules. Either live by him or you need to find another place, period. But again, it's plugging you into something that's much more dramatic that happened. That when people don't agree and live by their agreements with each other, horrible things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to think about that, okay? It'll come to you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, honey.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Sorry to cut you off there. Okay, let's see. We're going to go to Jeannie in New York. Hi, honey, you're on. Whoops, you're not
hey.
On. There, now you're on. Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetie. I knew you were coming, calling on me next. This has been the most fascinating week, and thank you for putting it all together at the beginning of this show.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
There has been a lot of growth, a lot of change, and a positiveness that I have never, ever felt before.
Wow. How wonderful, Jeannie.
And it's phenomenal.
And it has a lot to do with you feeling accepted.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And I have to explain that it also culminated last night. I went to see the Encore's performance of Do I Hear a Waltz, which was written by Richard Rodgers with lyrics by Sondheim and the book by Arthur Lorenz. And it's really dated, but some of the jokes are right now. It's like Shakespeare. They'll never die. But the storyline took me back to something I had pushed away a long time ago when I was living in Italy for a while in Firenze, in Florence, and meeting this young man and falling in love, the same kind of story as in Do I Hear a Waltz.
Uh-huh.
And I had also decided to wear something my cousin, who still lives in Italy, a medallion that she had bought from a friend of hers who makes things absolutely gorgeous. And I came home and I started to cry. I don't cry. I'm not a crier. But I cried for 15 minutes and it all came out, including the loss of my cousin, her father, who was my favorite cousin, his passing. So much just came up and came out that when I finished crying, I went, whoa, at midnight and almost woke up the building.
Well, and Jeannie, you know, what the channel is saying is let yourself cry. That's a beautiful emotion that God and the gods of us have given ourselves, to be able to express and release and let go. You can cry because you're happy. You can cry because you're sad. You can cry because you're in pain. You
right.
know, but it's it's a normal and natural release that is needed oftentimes to allow the energy to
pass through.
Break, yes, and start to flow again.
Right.
So they would like you to change your definition because you said, I'm not a crier.
Oh, okay. Got it. I'm not a, yeah. From so that point of view.
I allow myself to express through tears when it's appropriate and when my energy needs to flow that way.
Oh, yes.
Right?
When I'm happy, there are tears. I mean, it's a whole different thing, but this was an emotional catharsis.
Yeah. And you needed it.
I needed it, and in reference to what the other young lady was talking about her brother, my brother called this week, and I, of course, when he calls, I almost drop my teeth. He usually texts, and he said, I channeled Mom today, and I almost fell on the floor.
And I get that that's true.
It is.
Uh-huh.
It is, and he's been reading all my stuff and all my posts, and it's finally sunk in. Thank you, God.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, Jeannie. All right, well,
thank you, love.
I'm glad for whatever catharsis you went to, sweetheart. You sound lighter.
I am.
Good. Good,
take
Jeannie.
Care. I love you all.
Much love. Bye-bye. Yeah, that, I mean, you know, I'm loved enough by myself and by the world to allow me to experience whatever I need to experience. That's a big one right there. We're going to Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi, honey.
Hi, honey. I knew you were coming to me.
You did. Well, you're right.
I did. I have one word for you, valerian, for your tremors.
Oh,
that's an herb that was just given to me, and I also sent you some information too that you might be interested in. So, but
I saw your email. I haven't been able to do anything with it yet because I'm at a show.
That's
so
okay.
This week
don't worry about it.
I'll try and get to a lot of emails that y'all have sent me.
It's a couple of articles that I've found. Noni juice is really good, and I've been working on myself because my body has been going through some challenges. On day before Mother's Day, happy belated Mother's Day, by the way, and I also thank happy. I hope you had a great time in Hawaii.
I did.
I went out and I was at karaoke and I talked to Nadia before because during her show. And I had a really nice day, and I went out to karaoke that night. And then I had some really bad pains in my chest. So I ended up in the emergency room.
Oh, dear. All right. They've already given me a core belief because there is medication that can help you also when I say exercises like breathing or meditation. I, interestingly enough, get a no. But the belief system that's behind it, which I can identify with myself, and I'm sure many people out there will also, I have to kill myself to take care of the people I love. We have got to freaking let that go, guys. And why do we have the belief that we have to kill ourselves to take care of the people we love? Because we're in fear and worry over people not loving us. If we weren't worrying that people were going to love us or didn't love us, we wouldn't feel like we have to kill ourselves to take care of our brothers, right? Put out too much money for our daughters, enable our son or our husband or anybody else. So you see how this one core belief, I worry over people liking me and loving me, creates all of this stuff that we put ourselves through that's not an act of love toward ourselves. Susan, are you with me?
So my belief is that I... What was that again?
I have to kill myself to take care of the people I love. But okay. That is
get
that
rid of that
is
one.
The belief. That is the belief that is underneath or a subheading under I worry over people not liking me and loving me, which ultimately means, remember, that I don't need protection in this life and in this world. I am no longer living in the miasm of the lack of self-love for me being the God I am, knowing that I'm safe.
Okay.
That's the highest thing for everybody to claim this week, guys. I am safe in this world. Or to put
I
up
wrote
the
it
word,
out.
Put up the word safety or safe with a smiley
I wrote out,
face.
I am safe in great big letters, yeah.
Yeah.
I have,
I mean,
go. Can I go on?
Yeah.
Okay. I went home Saturday and I found out that it wasn't my heart or anything. And I told them, you know, I went home, had a nice Sunday, Mother's Day. And then Monday again, the pain came back. And I told the doctor I would, you know, at the other hospital, I would go back in the hospital. I went into the hospital. Basically, what I found out is I have a hiatal hernia and gallstones. So now I'm healing myself and also have a bronchial congestion. So I've been doing all this natural healing, which is why I sent you those papers, too, because I've been finding out good stuff that I think you might like, too. So that was it.
Good.
Anyway.
Yes. And all of that will help you in this moment heal your body. If you're going to heal permanently and not have to express it in other ways later on, we have to heal this belief that we're safe.
Right.
And that people love us and that we love ourselves when we know that there is no need for protection. From day, what do you think of Adam and Eve's story is all about? Oh, you guys have sinned and now you're going to have to protect yourself from the evil of the world forevermore. Well, the channel is saying you can keep it or you can lose that belief. You want to stay healthy, be healthier, celebrate yourself more, then you better get rid of that belief. And that's the big, huge message for today. So, you know, if somebody said to me, okay, you have to get rid of that belief or you're going to die tomorrow, I wouldn't be going, oh, well, I think that's going to be really hard. Or I wouldn't be going, well, I'm not sure I know how to do that. I'd be going, well, screw this. I'm going to give up that belief right now. That's all I have to do. Is go, I'm willing to give that up. I'm willing to go to my love place and know that I am safe in this world. That's it. And that's what I'm doing. That I create my world that way. It's as easy as that, guys. We just did it. But as you believe, it's delivered to you. So if you're hearing thoughts or going, oh, it can't be that easy, those are the things you have to address because it is that easy. And if you were faced with the life and death in this moment, you would make that decision in the snap of a finger.
I have a question for you.
Okay, please, quickly, so I can get on to one more call, Susan.
I have a friend Dinah, that's having some problems. She thinks she might need to have a hysterectomy and wants to have a place to stay and recoup and do. She's also very spiritual and stuff, and I was thinking, I have a spare bedroom. Is that a bad idea for me? My question is, should I have her come stay here while
Susan,
she recoups?
Susan, does that feel good to you? Does that give you joy?
Yes.
Okay, then do it. Just make sure.
Good. Okay, just because I got a note from somebody else. I just wanted to just I want to make sure that I'm not hurting myself in the process, giving
it
myself.
No, that's not what I said. I said,
okay,
make sure that it feels good and it's joyful to you. And make sure always, see, here's that protection thing. So if it's good and it feels good to you and it gives you joy, the fear is, oh my God, what if she's going to move in? What if I can't get her out of my house? What if it's going to be too hard on me? What, blah, blah. It's the protection stuff again.
Okay. Okay. Got it. I got it.
Okay.
I got it. I love you.
So
thank you. Enjoy your articles.
If you need to protect yourself, have it in writing that she can come in and recoup there. And in, you know, 3 weeks, she has to return to her own home.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
You
have a... You bet. Bye-bye. All right, Mika, you're up.
Hey, good morning. Hi. Hi.
Morning.
Goodness. Well, this all speaks very directly to the kind of primary issue of why I called in, which is I broke a tooth a week ago, which kind of spun me out a little bit. I don't even get colds, hardly. So to kind of be faced with a crisis, a health crisis, it's,
okay.
You know, forcing off.
A broken tooth is not a health crisis, Mika.
Yeah, well, it sure felt like it because it's going to require 3 procedures, a lot of thousands of dollars out of pocket that aren't in my bank.
Okay. But that's not like saying you've got stage 4 cancer, get your things in order, you've only got 6 months. That's a health crisis. So, again, they're asking you to back off, and those are the words they're giving me, back off from the drama, Mika. Can you back off from the drama? And go, okay, wow, I broke my tooth. Thank you that it's nothing more serious than that. Wish it hadn't happened, but it has. So now, how do I deal with it? From a place of calmness, and this is an interesting word they're giving me, dignity.
Well, so, that's interesting because I'm going to have to bring a personal injury claim against the market where I bought the product that led to this. You know, like it's kicking off a lot of things.
Well, I hear that. You mean you bought an apple or something and you bit into it and you're going to sue the market?
It was a turkey meatball, freshly made from their deli, that had a bone in it.
And it had a bone in it.
And it broke my tooth in half when I bit down on it.
Okay. All right. So can you, because we can hear it, are you very much in touch with your anger right now?
Oh, I'm aware of it. Yeah, now that I'm talking about it, it's bubbling up.
Yeah, you're pissed off. Rightfully so, but you're pissed off. And we know that when we're in reaction and we're in an emotional state, we're out of creation. You remember that, right? That's the principle of the work.
Yes.
Okay. So they want you to know that in the long run, this is going to be the answer to a lot of the things that you have been asking for. But, and, the lesson here is that you can create having what you want without, well, having to kill yourself to get it in some way. So I can have what I want without getting what I want by working with people who are out of integrity, and you know what I'm referring to.
Yes.
I can get what I want without having to break my tooth to get it. I don't know. I think it's going to be financial remuneration. That or financial flow or money flow that you've been asking for some time. But bottom line, the belief is that you have to suffer in some way to get what you want. Hold on. They don't like the word suffer. Basically, you have to create the, oh, well, here we go. We're all the way back to Donna now. We have to create the dichotomy. We have to create the yin and yang. We have to create the good and the bad, okay? In order for me to love myself, I have to feel like I'm not loved. in order for me to be safe in the world, I have to feel like I'm not safe, so that I can protect myself and be safe. So that's what the whole show has culminated in, is this belief that in order for me to know that I am safe in this world, which is acknowledging my Godhead that I am, which, and the Godhead, the definition was no need for protection in this world, then I have to know that I can create my good by creating good. That I don't have to create the yin and yang in order to create my good. I don't have to take care of the evil in order to maintain the good in my life. Is this resonating, Mika?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So that's the blessing in this, is that if you get that lesson, you never have to create situations like you've been working through for years and years and years. There's always been a drawback. There's always been the negative. You don't have to create that ever again to create the money flow and the help. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay. Yep.
That's your big message from all this. Hold on. Is there anything higher going to any other subject? No, that's it. And it's something you've been working on for about 15 lifetimes. So you're ready to sit down.
Yeah, it feels like it.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
You okay?
Thank you.
All right. Much love.
Love you.
Okay, guys. Let's all come together. I love you, too. All of you. And around everything that we've talked about today, and knowing that we are the love for ourselves, the creation of safety for ourselves in this world as the gods we are, right? We create our good from good, as good, with only good results. We're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. I am safe in this world. I create it that way. I live it that way. I breathe it that way. And be conscious in this next week of when you fall out in any way of knowing and experiencing that you are safe in this world. My great love to you all. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yours, and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.